You are listening to Concert Blast.
ConcertBlast.com.
This is John Craig from Knoxville, Tennessee. You are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Rita.
Hey, I'm Marcia.
And we're from Alamo, Tennessee. And you're listening to Concert Blast.
Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Brian Hasbrook
and Tom Thompson. We've got an unusual show tonight. We're talking about our favorite rock instrumental song.
Yeah, we're talking about another music discussion with Concert Blast. We haven't done one of these in a long time, and I like this category. This category, favorite rock instrumentals. Now, when I say favorite rock, they're not our favorite rock. MySpace has a classic rock section, and I put a question out to say, what is your favorite instrumental rock song? And these are the replies that come back from all over the world. Thank you everybody who actually voted for these songs and replied to us through MySpace.
Now, of course, we have our own favorites too. Don't get us wrong, but absolutely, these mainly came from the fans out there, which is their favorite songs.
Well, you got to admit, if you just sit around and think, you can't think how many rock songs are just solely instrumental. It's really a challenge.
Well, let's get right into it, okay? I can remember Eddie Van Halen, the first time we ever saw him, which was many, many years ago, just come out and just tear up his guitar. It was just a phenomenal sound.
Well, I mean, the first time I saw Van Halen was probably like 78, I'm guessing. This is obviously part of Eddie's forefront to the front of the stage, where Tom says he was tearing it up, and he is, and he still does it, man. And he was playing one of our old favorites.
Eruption!
Yes! Song, don't you, Brian? Come on, we're testing your memory.
War Memorial.
Very good.
Who was the opening for?
I know who it is. Ronnie Montrose.
And who was the headliner?
Journey.
Oh, Tom! Tom! You did good, man. I'm proud of you. So, Eruption was the first one a lot of people voted for. We're going to go down the list here. And here's another group that I saw. And I tell you what about this group. They used to get a lot of publicity. This band, couldn't wait to see them. We got like second row seats the Municipal Auditorium.
We sure did. It's a yes band all the way, man.
I would say
well,
so.
Well, I tell you what we have to say about this. This band has been under many different groupings. We actually got to see them when they had all the original band members gather back together, which was the Going for the One tour.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brian.
Very good.
Which is a great song, but we're talking about instrumental songs and the song that the people voted for and said that one of their favorites is Move or Day.
Day.
remember this next guy that we've seen one time before?
Well, we got to see him actually open up for Rod Stewart in Atlanta a long time.
But who was opening? Who was the opening act?
The opening act was a little band called Aerosmith.
Oh, little band, huh?
Yes, this is down in Atlanta at the old Omni.
At the old Omni, which is the site of what is now the present-day Phillips Arena.
Yeah. But that was fun. I'm not one to go for instrumentals. I'm a song person. A song person has to have a singer. But these songs are good. Don't get me wrong.
This guy never needed a singer because he put out all kinds of instrumental albums.
Yes.
Matter of fact, that's all he did for a while.
The biggest album, Blow by Blow.
And also Wired and several others, man.
Yeah. And one of his big hits that everybody went crazy for when he started this song. Remember, it sounded like, what's it sounds like at the beginning, the honking of horns and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Guitar. And it's
Freeway Jam.
Never seen this guy that we're talking about now.
You know what? I never will either.
I have. At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
where is he coming from?
Yeah. He was on a video screen playing at the Isle of Wight. Of course, this was like 1969.
Now, we're talking about Jimi Hendrix on this one, by the way.
Yes.
The funniest story I heard of Jimi Hendrix is heard from Paul McCartney. And Paul McCartney said, here we were, we just released Sgt. Pepper's. And it's been out like a few days. He said it was Paul McCartney. He says a lot of people from The Who. And I think Ringo's with them. They all went to see Jimi Hendrix play in London at a club. Jimi Hendrix started off with Sgt. Pepper's. He got an early copy, and he made his own version. He knew who was coming, so he surprised everybody. And Paul McCartney says, that's how I want to play that song.
Oh, wow. How'd he get that song? You know, he had to wonder.
He said, man.
They were bootlegging back in the 60s.
Yeah. And now, wouldn't you be something to walk into a club, Hendrix on the stage, McCartney in the crowd, and you're in a club.
I can't imagine.
He's playing a song that you hadn't quite put out on the market yet.
And that's something. But the song we're talking about on Jimi Hendrix has got a lot of votes.
Forgot a few of them, and Brian said, wait a minute, I don't see this song on here.
Well, this is a band we've seen several times over the years, an old favorite of ours, and this was probably the only, other than a fantastic drum solo, it's probably the only solely instrumental song this band has ever had.
And they start off with it also.
If you're thinking about Grand Funk Railroad, is that who you're talking about, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Grand Funk, my very first concert. I think I was in the ninth grade, was I?
I don't know, man. Remember that?
It was a long time ago.
Very long ago.
That's why I mentioned the drum solo. Drum solos, that's instrumental, but we're not talking about that here.
Now, well, even their drum solo had words. TNUC, it's got words in it, too. But the one song we're talking about actually shines with the keyboard player, Craig Frost. And this is the song that they started off with when I first saw them.
Flight of the Phoenix.
Just an extremely popular heavy metal band with an intro that is kind of soft. Of course, we're talking about no other than Metallica.
Metallica, who you saw in Bonnaroo this year.
Oh, did I ever see them? Boy, I tell you what, they're on tour, guys.
You can't miss them. I'm telling you, they got it. They still got it. One of the most phenomenal bands out there, but Metallica rocks. And the song we're talking about is Orion.
Brian and I went to a concert back when we were teenagers, and Brian just got his license.
Don't throw away how what year it was, man.
Don't tell his age, please.
Yeah, and that, and adding a little bit more to that, after all this show, we had a wreck, and Mike almost broke his teeth out in the backseat of the girl. Hey,
that's enough of that one.
Stop there.
This was an outdoor festival. Had about 7,000 people there at the Speedway outside of Nashville, Tennessee, in Dixon, Tennessee. And this Speedway had four acts on it. Halfway through the festival, there were some undercover policemen that came out to the middle of the crowd to arrest somebody for smoking some marijuana. When they did that, they had a mini riot. Of course, Brian and I were sitting on the fences laughing at everybody because they were throwing things at the cops.
See, look at that. They got fires and police and stuff.
Woo! It's like a lot of fun, don't it?
Yeah, woo!
Yeah, but you know what? It was a big news on the television, on the local television. They made a big deal out of it. All right, here's who it was. Who was it? It was Blue Cold Headlined.
Stories,
Freddie King, and this band. And this band we're talking about is
Focus.
And
playing
Hocus Pocus. That's a good tune.
Actually, people instantly recognize that song. Just because it's kind of weird. There are actually vocals, but there are no lyrics.
Isn't there whistling in it?
Well, yeah, there's whistling and yodeling. A lot better than that, though.
I'm not going to do that. Speaking of old-time concerts, Brian, you and I went to a concert and took my old girlfriend, same one who went with us to that one, and she had to be home at a certain time that I didn't know about. And we had to leave the Elton John concert in Murfreesboro right in the middle of his heyday, one of the best shows I think I could ever seen. Starting off with Elderberry Wine, remember that?
Yep.
Had his Hercules down his legs, his big glitter, his big glasses lit up. He was doing cartwheels. He was standing almost on his fingertips on the piano.
On the piano, doing handstands on the piano.
Elton John was great in his day. He was like Mr. Energy. It's just unbelievable. And his instrumental song that he started off with the next time I saw him was a really good one and a very big favorite from our listeners, Funeral for a Friend.
Which, of course, leads into Love Lies Bleeding, but we got to stop somewhere.
Okay, this is by far my second favorite instrumental rock and roll song. One of my favorite bands out there. We're talking about Rush. I mean, by far one of the best bands out there, especially we're talking about three-piece band. Wow, something else.
Yeah, man, if you've never seen them, if you like guys that can play everything perfectly, this is your band.
And when you're at their concert, you would swear there's at least five or six guys in the band.
Oh, yeah. Sound is just too full to be three guys.
They are just phenomenal musicians, no doubt about it. I think this sounds great live.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the live version is wonderful. Of course, we're talking about YYZ.
also different segments of 2112, but
that's
we won't
good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. I like that. 2112 lasts forever, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, 2112, real quick, is a concept album. It's like one song pours into the other. Some instrumental, some have lyrics, and it slows up, speeds up, gets hard. I mean, it's quite a concept album. If you haven't ever listened to it, check out 2112.
Guys, I miss that's a very good entertainer. Brian and I saw him as the keyboard player for the Rolling Stones back in the, was it, mid-70s. At that time, remember, Billy Preston had this huge afro, and it was just shake on his shoulders.
And you swear...
Oh, back then, though, you know.
No, so but cool. You swear he would lose his balance. Because the whole thing would, like, shift, and he wore these stacks. He had these big old stacks.
Yeah, that was cool back then, too.
And you swear, if he bebop much more, he's just going to come off the edge of that stage, lose his balance, and crash into the pit.
He did a couple of his numbers. The Rolling Stones allowed that, which impressed me very much. But my favorite part of that show is when he finished playing his music, in the middle of the song, he'd get out there and he did a little dance with Mick Jagger. If you remember, they were just doing the little feet together and doing a little dance out in the middle of front stage. That was so much fun. Later on, we saw him. Now, did y'all go with me to see him at the Northwest All-Stars?
It's a charity.
Charity event, Northwest All-Stars. And he was the keyboard player along with what? You had the guy from the Rascals, Felix. You had Mark Farner.
Liberty DeVito.
Liberty DeVito and two other guys from Billy Joel's band. I mean, it was top-notch musicians, and they were taking turns doing each song. Billy Preston played one of these songs. He played several songs, but we're talking about right now with Space Race. Preston's gone now. He died of, I think it was last year, year before last. Great entertainer. I'm going to miss that guy.
Well, guys, we're going to go way back. We're going to go back to the beginning of a very famous Southern rock band. This is when Dwayne was with the Allman Brothers Band.
Oh, that is way back.
So, and of course, I'm talking about In Memory of Elizabeth Reed.
Well, if you're speaking of the Allman Brothers, my favorite Allman Brothers song and one of my very favorite instrumental songs, we're talking about Jessica. It when we saw them in Memphis in May.
We did get a good glimpse of that. That was pretty cool, too.
This next piece, I'm calling it a piece because, in our opinion, it's not an instrumental. It's a drum solo, but it's a very well-known drum solo.
Very much so.
That is, of course, the late John Bonham from Led Zeppelin playing Moby Dick. We'll be right back. take this next guy because he's my man. And I literally got choked up when I heard this guy died.
Yeah.
Gentleman died, I believe, in Wisconsin in a helicopter crash.
Well, you know this about the helicopter crash. Eric Clapton gave up his seat for Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Now that I did not know.
Yeah, he told him to take the helicopter, and he said, I'll ride.
Not too many people probably know that.
Yeah. But this, of course, is Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Scuttlebutt.
Is my favorite Stevie Ray Vaughan song, much less instrumental.
I mean, when that guy plays, he's playing there so fast you can't see his fingers.
I've seen him perform twice, once as a headline 2 weeks before he died. And the other time I saw him perform, he was at the Volunteer Jam. He was the first act to come on when they announced the reunion of Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was fun.
Wow. This guy has just a unique sound with his guitar. I mean, it's one of those things that's easily recognized. This guy brings out, and we're talking about Joe Satriani, and he's got two great instrumental songs. One is Satch Boogie. Another one is just absolutely fantastic, and it's called Surfing with the Alien.
To another kind of almost compadre.
Well, they performed together in 3G, right?
And that would be Mr. Steve Vai.
I love Steve Vai in the movie Crossroads as he's playing Satan. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing a duel with Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. And Ralph Macchio beats him.
Whoa. Ralph Macchio would have to have a hammer to beat him. Okay.
Both A and C, right?
But we're noting from Steve Vai, Tender Surrender.
This next group we're about to talk about is Booker T and the MGs, and they had a song that was very famous. They actually put them on the map, and they stayed on the map because of this song. Recently, at the time of this recording, they were inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame here in Nashville, and Keith Richards even came to town for this event, and he said Booker T and the MGs is one of his favorites. So Booker T. Jones, hats off to you. And this song, of course, is Green Onions.
A very kind of haunting melodic song that you don't expect out of this band. They kind of incorporated it in their music sometimes, but it's called Laguna Sunrise by Black Sabbath.
Laguna
This next band, I tell you what, by far the best, most beautiful women out there that play together, and their sisters on top of that. These sisters are no other than Heart. And of course, we're talking about Silver Wheels.
MTV days, this is one of my very favorite MTV videos. Now, in the early 80s, when MTV was showing a lot of videos and playing music.
Literally, I know. No commercials. How about
there's
that?
There's that music TV thing again.
Oh, I tell you.
Wow. Who'd have thunk? I just remember the chick with the chainsaw cutting through the TV. That's all I remember.
How about the man on the moon landing?
I remember little Martha Quinn. Yeah. And what's the
Downtown name? Julie Brown.
Anita Black. Need of something black.
There was two girls.
Yeah, blonde headed girl.
Anita Black.
JJ.
JJ Jackson.
Who
is
Mark?
Sorry.
Goodman.
Goodman.
Mark Goodman. That's right.
He had the curly.
Adam.
No. Adam.
They were Curry.
Curry.
Oh, we should know that.
You're getting a little bit further on now. This ain't the original group.
That's right. That's true.
Is it Anita Black?
I think so.
I don't know if I got the name, but I always remember. And Mr. JJ Jackson is no longer with us. He's passed away.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So, God love him, man. He was the original member of MTV. Yeah. We miss him because those are the guys who actually played music videos.
Yes, yeah. But anyway, let's get back to it, because this video featured a bunch of mannequins. And all these mannequins lining up and doing this mechanical work.
Jerking around, too.
That's exactly what it was. And it caught my eye first time I saw it. I said, and the song's awesome. And we're talking about Herbie Hancock, Rocket.
Go to YouTube and type in Herbie Hancock.
This next song, I will have to say, Brian and Tom said this is their number one instrumental. I will have to agree. It's one of my favorites, but I can't say it's the number one. They saw this guy perform this song when he was with Ringo Starr.
Yes, we did. And me and Brian were just overly pleased to be able to see Edgar Winter get out there. And that guy can play some instruments, can he?
Well, he was swapping up between keyboards,
everything.
Drums, saxophone. What else did he play?
Drums?
I can't even remember. Oh, did he play drums?
Yeah, in this song.
Play. What's the show where you say, how many notes can you play this song?
Literally. All you'd have to do is go, da-da-da.
That's it. You know what it is.
You know exactly what it is.
And I don't think there's an instrumental song that you could literally know that quick than Edgar Winter's Frankenstein.
Da-da-da.
I'd have to say is Pink Floyd has a couple of them. I would say Any Color You Like. Songs that we didn't mention, like from The Who, and there's a lot of people who sent in different songs from the Tommy soundtrack or from Quadrophenia. We're not going to list them because everybody said different portions and different parts, But, you know, if you are a big fan of The Who, you know those songs.
But you know what would be really cool is we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get an email from you. Tell us what your favorite instrumental songs are.
Send it to concertblast@gmail.com.
Hey, if you happen to see us at a show, come up and say hello to us. We just love it. We love to know that you know who we are and that we enjoy it.
That's right. Buy us stuff. Give us gifts. We're good with it all.
We man. Do eat food, too.
That's true, you know. That's right.
I will have to say that I do want to thank and appreciate everybody who does bring us things at the shows. I mean, I had a few ladies give me some chicken fingers and all that, fries and stuff, and I'm going, I can't believe this. They're actually doing it.
Oh, yes. They gave us food like that, too, but they were at the table when they did it.
Yeah, they kind of shared it with us, didn't they?
Yeah.
But it's very neat for y'all to walk up to us and say hello to us. It really makes our night.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley. The vote link on the right-hand side of our webpage. Get on concertblast.com and see the pictures that Brian's taking, especially for this show, huh?
This show, the instrumental show? Yeah. That's cool. Those would be some great pictures, man.
In other words,
pictures that Brian did take.
Anything else?
Hey, guys, if you have any ideas on what show we can do, let us know.
Yeah, we do like ideas. It's coming up to the winter time, and we're going to have to do more of these discussion shows. And actually, I have to say, these are my favorite. I love doing these. Even though I do like going to the shows, though.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, just because we don't have to go anywhere.
Right, but it really gets you thinking about, oh, wow, I remember that show, and yeah. It does. I mean, yeah. Especially these type of songs.
Send us some of your memories, too.
Absolutely great. Hey, for Concert Blast, this is Tom signing off.
This is Brian signing off.
And this is Mike signing off.
Y'all have a wonderful, blessed evening.
Until next time, God bless you.
See ya.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow.
You get the low, boo.
Low. How low can you go?